entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. If you're not subscribed at this point in time, consider it. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com or Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow and set that up. Download everything we've ever done. Oh, and I did say, wait, it's not just me running this operation. Hell no, of course not. With me, ladies and gentlemen, as always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Great.
Beautiful. You know, I was waiting for that. Episode after episode, I'm waiting for you to nail your entrance, and I think you did. 10 out of 10. With great and then a period. Steve, I'm glad to hear that everything's going great. Last week we had the interview with Kelly Ali. I still haven't figured out if we were saying her name wrong and she was just being polite, or if we actually guessed correctly. I don't know.
Brits are rarely polite.
Okay, so she would have had our ass if we said it wrong. What you're saying?
Harassed.
That's right.
Did we harass her?
No, I don't think we did. So let's see here, Steve. We had the great interview. I think everything went pretty well, and I'm happy with it. We're getting a good response from some of the people who've heard the episode. A number of thumbs clicked on Facebook, and that's got to mean something when you see little thumbs. Thumb icons.
Yeah, I think I got a couple coworkers because apparently, like, three people I used to work with at one company love her. So My one friend was like, "Oh, you're so lucky to talk to her." Blah blah. He's like, you know,
gushed.
Like,
he gushed.
Yeah, he gushed. He did. He did. Mm. So he might be one of them.
See, I'm hoping to have that feeling when I finally bring a celebrity to the show. I mean, I brought Danny Cooksey. Okay, let's not fucking mince words. I brought Cooksey to the show. 5 years of hard, not trying, hard work of really just nothing. I put nothing into it. We got him, and it was great. But we need to get new guests. It's part of doing a show. If we want to do guests and we want to do interviews, we need to continue to reach out. And what we've done over the past couple episodes is we've tried to reach out to celebrities. And I've done that publicly. Steve, your style is off
board.
Off mic. You want to take it as a sidebar. You want to approach them.
Well, it's being personal. Like, I don't want to, like, post something on, like, their Facebook feed that's going to get buried anyway or read by an assistant.
I mean, maybe your approach is better, but the way I've been handling this is that I've been trying to reach out to some celebrities, and I've picked if you have the Adam Carolla audience, you can aim your target pretty high. You can shoot for the moon, as they say, Steve. You can go for and by the way, the moon for a podcast is what, the guy from Small Wonder? Or I shouldn't fucking be a jerk. Adam Carolla gets really good guests. And what's amazing is they all say that they listen and it's great. Something that we'll never have a guest say. We may have Clayton on, and he'll never admit to listening to this horseshit. But you gauge your expectations as to where you are. We know our place, so I have made it a goal to have a woman by the name of Sally Kellerman on the show. That is a goal of mine. I figure, she was in the MASH movie. In fucking the during the bicentennial year of this fine nation.
Wow.
She was in Back to School. She's voiced a few salad dressing commercials. I mean, really, it's something that's attainable. I wasn't hoping to set ourselves up for failure. So the way I reach out, Steve, is to go on Twitter. That's how I landed Cooksy. I figure, you know what? Let's duplicate the success. Let's reach out to her. And we've sent two tweets to her. And apparently, they didn't work as planned. The first one, we drafted it, and I'm trying to get to where I need to be on this here. Hold on. Twitter is actually asking me if I'm human right now. This is never good. I'm trying to get my CAPTCHA image because this is the best.
You might have gotten hacked.
You think so?
Did you get that as soon as you tried to log in?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-oh. Okay. It's not good when you see a CAPTCHA as soon as you log into a site that you use.
I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do? Tell 600 people that I'm an asshole? They already know. They already fucking know.
I think... I won't say it.
What's that? No, my Twitter file? I have 538. I said, if they took my Twitter people?
Yeah, no, disgruntled agency is after you.
Well, what I'm want to get to here, Steve, is I'd like to point out what we wrote to Sally Kellerman. The first tweet, you, and by the way, you coached me through this process. I saw your success with Kelly Alley. I don't know how to say her name. Kelly Alley. You succeeded. You reached out and landed it. So I had you help me with, I love your album, your work with Rodney Dangerfield and Hidden Valley Ranch. I'd like to talk to you on your podcast. # in all uppercase for some reason. Need. And that there was no fruit born of that tweet. We got nowhere. And last week we came up with something that was a little bit more meaner, but I wanted to get attention. I wanted to ruffle a few feathers on this.
So you're being aggressive.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yeah, because this straw-headed bitch is not reading anything unless it's fucking mean. Okay? She's not reading. You know what? She's been fucking complimented her entire life. 89 years of compliments. And, you know, a couple negative tweets will sift their way through to her. And she'll read them. Because she'll be baffled. Not just that people are tweeting her and remembering her, but that they're also being mean. So I wrote, what gives? I reach out to you, do you a favor, invite you to my podcast, and you ignore me? Bullshit. # overly dramatic hag. And Steve, let me tell you, my theory of being mean, dead on. As far as getting attention, is getting the attention that I want? Dead on, Steve.
I thought you wanted to get her on the show.
Well, that's the ultimate goal, but you have to break it up into sub-goals. So now I've gotten the attention because I received a reply from Polymedia LLC, which is Polymedia Ent. Apparently, her management... PR company, something like that. They represent her, and they said, "This is a media company responding to me." Really, dude? How about you reach out to her managers instead of hurling misogynistic slurs at an elderly actress?
Wow, they called her elderly.
Yeah, so I felt a little bit bad. But then I felt pleased that they called their client elderly, because I think that's the last thing that she really wants to be referred to as.
Maybe she'll drop her client. Her
misogynistic, because I called her a hag, or perhaps no. My tweets weren't bad, were they? I mean, I called her. I said it was bullshit that she ignored me, and I said she was an overly dramatic hag. Now that could not be a misogynistic slur, Steve. Do you see where I'm going with this? What is the one thing you hoped that she would never, ever come across when considering a podcast for an interview? If we were to approach her and say, do our podcast, you had always said, I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast. And yeah. Here, the last, I don't know, 75 episodes. At this point, it might be 83 episodes where we've done the Hidden Valley Ranch thing. And now I have confirmation that she, in fact, heard.
She?
I don't know. I'm going to infer that she did, but at least her managers did. Her managers heard at least the last episode. And by the way, for those of you who wanted to check out the Kelly Alley interview, 5 minutes into that show, we were doing the fucking Hidden Valley Ranch bullshit and calling her the overly dramatic hag, Muppet Mouth, all these terrible names. The reply that I received from Polymedia, unprompted, mind you. The first one prompted. Really, dude? This one says, and you know what? We checked out.
This is a separate tweet?
A separate tweet that begins, that begins with, and you know what? We checked out your podcast, and it is not worth a minute of anyone's time. So have a good day. Winner! That's all I gotta say. What am I gonna interview her about? I got that old fucking hag to listen to at least 30 seconds of this podcast, or actually at least to the point where we called her vagina a fucking vessel for things to for that people would dip carrot spears into and all that terrible thing.
Let me just say, you used the term we very loosely.
Steve, you were the one who sparked that two episodes ago. When you said you wouldn't eat the fucking bell pepper, and you said, well, I'm not going to eat the bell pepper raw like people do with Hidden Valley Ranch, like your impression of Sally Kellerman. You actually adopted your own version of it, and then you sent me into a fucking tirade. This bitch.
All I said was Hidden Valley Ranch.
Well, the beautiful thing, I wanted to get her on, like, in this month, October, because every... Yeah. Because everybody in my neighborhood has their own miniature Sally Kellerman tied up next to their doors, surrounded by pumpkins and hay bales and corn stalks. So that's, you know, I figured it'd be nice because all her fans, for some reason, have taken to celebrating this month to watching her DVDs and listening to her fucking caterwauling album. Oh, Christ. You know, the worst is when she sings on YouTube. Like, you'll see a video of her singing on YouTube. And I might be obsessed at this point.
No, I haven't seen a video of her singing on YouTube.
Bullshit. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to admit to having watched her perform music on YouTube because I wanted to have some frame of reference. I actually had the delusion that we were going to fucking interview this bitch. And I wanted to see, you know, what she's doing these days. And every fucking time she approaches a line in a song, she closes her fucking dead eyes and like and does that thing where she's like touching an imaginary pane of glass in front of her or cradles the microphone. Oh, it's just terrible. It's creepy. Just awful. So we were approached by her big company. Polymedia, they said the podcast is not worth a minute of anyone's time, and we completely agree with you. We have a bunch of lunatics that have taken to listening to it, and God bless them for doing so. But, you know, anyway, you responded to us. I'll encourage people to go to polymediaent.com. That's polimediaent.com, and you'll be faced with the non-question, because there's no question mark. What can the P do for you? What can the P do for you? Well, no wonder Sally Kellerman's represented by that company. Because she certainly has urine that she can't control that she needs someone else to manage. What can the P do for you? I don't know. For Sally Kellerman to get soaked into something absorbent that's taped around her? I don't know. Steve, have you heard of Polymedia? Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I'm sure there's been like 9,000 small businesses all named Polymedia. How generic can you get?
Well, Steve, I mean, they do have some high profile clients. I don't need to mention Sally Kellerman.
Well, like a Tom Hanks, or you know, like a.
Matt I don't Damon. Know. Are you familiar with a little show called Million Dollar Listing?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, one of the people.
Is that on TV?
Well, there's a guy named Josh Flagg who's represented by this. Okay. Well, then, okay. So they're not all going to be winners. Have you ever heard of, and I have to click on the page because I haven't heard of this person either. Hey, Philip Marlott. Philip Marlott.
Is that like from True Blood?
No.
Oh, that's Sam Marlott.
You know what? Sam Marlott. Shit.
No, oh, it's Marlott.
This is
never mind.
Marlott. Not Marlott.
Not Marlott.
Yeah. I don't want to shit on these. I don't want to shit on this company because then we won't get to interview people like Lane Compton.
Who?
He's a talented actor with multiple film and theater credits. That's what it says on his page. All right, I feel bad now. You know, they just want to have their business, and they don't want to fucking be bothered. And here I am, just shitting on them. They're big. They deal with celebrities, Steve. You know what?
Yeah, so do I.
Go to Facebook. Yeah, I'm going to encourage people to approach them. Go to facebook.com/polymediaent. And maybe if you click like, you'll be one of their 254 likes. So that'd be good. Which, by the way, we have more than that. But, you know.
No. Almost double.
Yeah. And we're nobody. And we have almost double.
No, we have more than double. You said 254 likes?
Yeah, what are we at now? On our
said 538? That's more than double.
No, we have 531. I have 500.
More than double.
I have 538 Twitter followers.
Oh.
Let's, you know, are we going to do this? We're going to be that the people that fucking goes into the social media pissing wars.
Yeah, it's E-peen.
Okay, they have 187 followers on Twitter. Okay. We beat them. Good.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, fuck this, Steve. I'm tired of this fucking social media bullshit. But one aspect of it that's intriguing me is that the fact that there are two people associated with this show that enjoy Russian techno and hotties, and that's you and Alex Webbs. And that's the only reason I love social media, because I know I'm able to find out that you like Russian techno and hotties.
No, I just like Russian techno now.
Wait, you have to like... Well, you like this. This is obvious. The Russian techno right here. Yeah, what's good? Me and Steve the LARPer. Yeah. We're gonna put on our poofy shirts with no buttons connected.
Ba-dum.
Yeah. And I'm gonna get a drink that's mostly orange juice. And just tip my shades down the bridge of my nose. And turn around holding this skinny glass with a straw and a vegetable sticking out of my glass. A celery spear with the leaves on it. And I'm gonna look at every girl in there. And I'm gonna say, yo, what browser do you use? I'm just gonna ask them what browser. Cause I like hotties and Russian tech. And so does Steve the LARPer, cause I seen it on his Facebook page. Wait a minute, Steven. You definitely like Russian techno.
Love it.
So you loved that song.
That was good.
Yeah.
They usually have like a Russian, sometimes it's Polish, Russian Polish with a techno beat. Sounds good. I would listen to that. My car, driving, 2 hours.
You do a lot of listening in your car. Do you just go in your car and drive for no reason?
Yeah, every day.
Jesus Christ. But why not hotties? Now, see, here's the thing. Steve, you initially clicked like on hotties and Russian techno as a an homage to Alex Webbs.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, you stopped. Why did you stop? What happened?
Well, I had a unlike hotties. Now, this was, I don't know, what was it, like 5-6 months ago maybe I did that? Number of months ago, anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think it was like an after show, we were talking about Alex Webb's, and, you know, it's like Russian techno and hotties. And I was on Facebook, and we were talking, I'm just like, all right, let's see if there's a Russian techno page. Yep, like, is there a hotties page? Yep, like.
Yep. It's not like you sought it out, you just wanted to be funny.
No.
But I just
wanted to see if there was a page.
But you let it fly. And you didn't mind the old cheesecake shots. Oh, that fucking guy. By the way, I had a history professor who would call nude photos cheesecake shots. And apparently to him, his flavor of cheesecake were younger girls. And he
wasn't
had
Weissing, was it?
No, this was at Rutgers, and it was a guy, I forget his last name. But he had like a slideshow of, it was like the history of exploration. He had a slideshow and there were like some Inuit preteens that were just nude. Like you'd see it in, like if you had a subscription to National Geographic, that would be something.
Wait,
that.
They were nude. What, in Alaska?
Just wherever the fuck they were. I don't know. They looked Inuit. Maybe it was in the Amazon rainforest. I don't know.
That's not Inuit. Inuits are fucking Eskimos, dude.
They looked like it. Can you not look like it? You don't think there's somebody in New Jersey that looks like a fucking Eskimo?
Yeah.
They, well, they had the visage of an Inuit. Yeah, they were okay. Nude. They were nude in the fucking tundra. But he had these two slides like fished in between like hundreds of like shots of people exploring I don't know, all the bullshit that he was trying to teach. It was the history of everything from Columbus to space exploration. It sounded great because I had to take a history class. This guy showed a lot of slideshows, and in this one particular day, preteen nude fucking native bitches, and if that wasn't bad enough, he called them cheesecake shots. Went a few slides up. Went back and said, let's take a look at that again. It was just fucking vile, and it felt fucking gross.
Dirty?
Just icky and gross fucking douche.
Cheesecake?
Yeah, cheesecake. Like, you know,
never
when you,
heard that one. I've heard plenty of them.
Here's something I wish existed. You know when you check the capacity of your drive on Windows? You right-click on the drive, and the first tab shows the pie chart. Free,
you're looking for that green.
Free to use space. I wish that you could have a statistic that would show you the percentage, the sliver of the pie that is just vile filth on your hard drive. These guys would be pegged, I guarantee you. Maybe 98% because at one point he wrote a recommendation for somebody. A glowing letter of recommendation in a sea of just fucking aboriginal preteen 12-year-old tits. Fucking filth monster.
Wow.
Gross. So, yeah.
So props to Professor Bising.
No, it wasn't him. No,
I'm saying he didn't expose us to any
cheesecake shots.
Cheesecake shots in our one semester together.
Yeah, so you liked the hotties page because you'd get your dose of cheesecake. I you know what?
No, but it's not. There's no nudity. There's no nudity.
No,
it's
just bitches that have no future or values or dreams. Just taking pictures of themselves in whore clothing, and it's good.
It's like random hot chicks. Yeah. You know, hotties.
Yeah.
A lot of them are like the Guidette look, which I personally don't like. But they're always good. They're like fat ass girls, like big tits and stuff.
Sure.
And from what I had seen for the past couple months, they all looked legal to me.
Uh-oh.
Until the last picture they posted, it was probably like Friday or Thursday. Dude, it's like a 9-year-old girl.
Oh, Jesus. So, wait a minute. So, like, these girls, typically, they would be like the girl holding a camera in the mirror with her tits in a tight shirt or her ass or like the underside of her boob hanging out.
Yeah.
Doing the duck face. Like the girl trying to be hot. She's going to send this picture to somebody or use it as a profile picture on some fucking site. And now you're saying that there's a 9-year-old girl doing like similar shit that they posted.
She was just kind of like sitting, you know, it almost looks like one of those like professional shots.
And this is just hotties on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's not illegal, is it? This is not illegal, like an illicit image.
No.
Am I going to go to fucking jail for seeking this out?
No. I mean, it's just that the followers of the page, I assume, are guys like 18.
Oh, is it the first one and she's got a fucking American flag t-shirt on?
Yes, that's it.
That is... She might be 10 years old. She might be 12.
Yeah, like saying she's 13, like this is Vatican illegal. Like the age of consent at the Vatican... is the lowest in the entire world.
What is it?
12 years old at the Vatican.
And the Vatican is essentially a city that can consist of a building of church, like one church.
It's a ring of churches.
Oh my God. And they actually declared an age of consent.
Oh yeah, and it's the lowest in the entire world.
12. Wait, it's lower than like Iraq or fucking Yemen?
There are
countries that don't have a defined age where it's just whatever you want to do, buddy. Go for it.
There's countries without a consent law.
Lift up that tablecloth and fucking go at it. Tip her over the back of her fucking apple cart.
I think there's a number of African countries that don't even have a set law because they don't even have like a government.
There's a number of African countries that don't have laws.
That's what I'm saying.
Any law. Fuck. Oh, Christ. So, yeah, this is pretty bad. And she is now going to be the face of episode 359. And the reason this is bad is because I'm scrolling through it, the bitch standing next to her dishwasher with her fucking tan duck lips.
Yeah.
Someone in the bathroom, just zoom in on tits.
But there's no reason
in the
for
car,
me
to some feel fucking bad midget for with thinking, a saying, horse's yeah, nice ass. Yeah, exactly. So
I could say nice ass to any of those pictures that I've seen over months and months and months and just be like, all right, I don't have to feel guilty about saying
yeah,
no,
exactly.
Like, it's hot.
But the thing is, these pictures are being presented to the fans of the page as being hotties.
Yeah.
Hotties. And they have hundreds and hundreds of likes. Obviously, this one probably won't have any because it's such a young girl.
Dude, the last time I posted, there was 31 likes, I think.
There is a girl that has 87% of her tits shown, and she has 107 likes. This 12-year-old girl who's fully clothed has 158.
What?
158, and then I'm going to get a quick profile.
Wow.
A lot of Spanish dudes. A lot of Spanish dudes. As I scroll through.
I will guarantee you, not one black dude.
No, there's a guy named Johnny Blaze with no picture. Oh. He could be.
Oh, no, confirmed black dudes. Zero confirmed black dudes.
You think a guy named Johnny Blaze on Facebook with no picture is black or white?
What?
If you were to guess, there's a guy named Johnny Blaze and he has no picture.
White.
You think he's definitely white?
Yeah, he's a white, like, pothead, Johnny Blaze.
Okay.
That likes comics. You know, he's a fat white guy.
Yeah. There are, by the way, I'm scrolling through this. There are some guys that are appropriately aged to click on this as like.
Not many black dudes are named John, anyway.
Yeah, I haven't met too many black Johns.
No.
Oh, Christ. That's a fucking...
Honestly.
It's a good thing fucking Mayonnaise doesn't listen anymore. It's a good thing, because he would have a remix for that. Anyway, let's see. There are definitely some, like, older guys who should not have clicked like.
There's definitely people older than me.
It's almost like you should, like, they should, like, the guy who did the Batman pedophile video should go out and fucking reach out to these people who've clicked like on this. Because they obviously have impure... intentions.
Quick to the 4chan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so GoatWeed is saying that Johnny Blaze is definitely Hispanic and not white. That's his estimation.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with GoatWeed. A lot of Spanish people named John.
By the way, I mentioned the Batman pedophile video. Did you happen to see this?
Yeah.
It's called Trolling a Predator, and it is the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. I've followed things like this for years. Like, people have called it baiting. They've called it trolling. They've called it chat victims. I've seen this happen. Like, people
chat
go,
victims?
Yeah, like Fugly.com had a feature called victims, where they would go on Yahoo Messenger and create these fake scenarios and get the people to believe it and fuck with the people and post everything. Like a copy of the profile, the pictures, anything sent back and forth, everything. And it was great. But that was when, you know, it was pre-YouTube. If you wanted a video online, you were uploading an MPG file, and it was fucking 70 yeah. megs. And you definitely weren't, you didn't have any video conferencing going on like you do now. On every site that's social, you can click a fucking camera icon and record yourself and send it to somebody today. Not so much then. So this idea has evolved over time of finding people, because there's never a shortage of people that are fucking just complete filth on the internet. There's no shortage of it, but the technology is getting better and better, so it's just more amazing to fuck with these people. You can fuck with them so much better today yep. than you could then. So,
and you can have it all done in a day and have the YouTube video up that night.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people go on these like MSN and chat. They pretend to be a girl. They show a profile picture, and then they say, "Let's go cam to cam." And it would be just some fucking white dude with a Darth Vader poster saying, "Why are you chatting to young girls?" Click. Next one. "Why are you chatting to young girls?" Click. Next one. And you'd give it a couple seconds, so there'd be that hopeful look from the sick fuck. He'd put on his fucking chat room bedroom eyes and just stare at a blank screen, hoping that this woman is going to show her face. Woman, little girl, seventh grader, is going to show her fucking face. But it's just a greasy, ironic-teed dweller yelling at him for doing something he would do if he couldn't get caught. So now there's that whole idea. Like, I'm going to expose what you've done to people, and that's going to be embarrassing, and that's going to be great. And that whole idea has been taken to another fucking level with this series of videos, trolling, or to troll a predator. It's the same, you know, notion of to catch a predator, pretending to be the young girl and all that. But now they arrange a meetup. Just like they would on To Catch a Predator. They would arrange a meetup, an exchange of, you know, sex, drugs, substances, fluids, all kinds of things. And in this short series of videos, they got their victim to go to some place where they met up with him. They see him there, and then they approach him in a fucking Batman costume and shout things like, "This man is a pedophile." Like, they do the Chris Nolan Batman voice. They're very fucking, like, gruff and just awful. And it was the best fucking thing I've ever seen, to troll a predator. And you haven't seen this, Steve?
No, I said I did. You actually.
Oh, that's right. One, that's right. I had tweeted it out, and a couple people, you know, passed it on. But I'll play some of the audio of this. I don't think I want to read any of the fucking text where the person is forcing the victim being the guy who's trying to fuck the kid, mind you. And it's weird that we have to call him the victim. Meanwhile, he is the piece of shit trying to fuck a kid. But they make the creep promise to pull out. And the guy says, "I promise," with a smiley and a kissy smiley face. And they arrange a meetup at this jungle gym. Like, they're at this fucking, like, jungle gym with, like, the wood chips on the floor. Like, only children.
4-year-olds.
Only children would play here. The monkey bars are 3 feet off the ground. And they basically set it up, and the guy's like, "Okay, I'll be there in an hour." And it says, an hour later, and then this happens.
You're the underage girl.
You're, like, it's a visual, so I have to explain it. There's an aged frat man in this
frat man in this
kid's playground. He's wearing like a, you know, fucking jeans and a sweatshirt, and Batman is approaching him. A guy in an actual fucking Batman costume approaches him and says, "You're here for the underage girl." And there are people here. You can hear youthful laughter in the background. Yeah.
Sounded like birds.
"You're here for the underage girl. Yes. I know you are.
I know you are.
Shut up.
I know what you're here for. The threesome on the way. This guy is a pedophile. He's here for a 15-year-old girl. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Huh?
Am I? Am I a liar? Why are you here, then? Who are you waiting for?"
The guy's well into his 30s, and he just, "Oh, I'm here for a friend of mine, man." He's just hanging out with no kids in a playground. There's soccer moms abound in this fucking place, just playing with their kids, sliding them up and down slides. This guy's standing there, awkward as shit. And at the best is, at the end, it says 5 minutes later, after this encounter, they got a text to the number that they'd been communicating with the guy, you know, when they were posing as the girl. It says, "Thanks for getting me to drive out there for nothing. I had a feeling it was a joke. Sent from my BlackBerry."
BlackBerry.
Yeah. Just fucking amazing. Absolutely fucking amazing. So that got you to unfollow or unlike the hotties page. No more for you. They wouldn't take it down. You feel it's not being moderated. Maybe a little, they're pushing the boundaries a bit. A little creepy. Yo,
I replied to it. I'm like, yo, whoever is running this page has to be about like 13 years old at most.
The problem is that they don't have to be, and they're probably not. That's the fucking problem.
I'll agree.
Dude, there are people that are faced with pictures like that. I mean, the girl is an attractive young girl. That's what she is. She's going to grow up to be a beautiful woman, but she's not yet. She's fucking 12 years old. This is probably out of a goddamn Delia's catalog or something.
I was about to say, like a Sears catalog.
And someone fucking ripped it out and scanned it. Put it on the fucking hotties page. Ugh. And what would your defense be?
It was on the hotties page. It was on the hotties page.
Fucking creep. Absolutely fucking creepy. It's the same feeling I get. And I understand, Steve, the joke is done. The Alex Webbs thing. You're no longer a fan of hotties and Russian techno at the same time. But I get the same kind of feeling that you got with this, is when I see like people that are, you know, not too far off from my age writing like posting pictures of Selena Gomez or like some young celebrity bitch who like still has the baby face. And they're like, "Oh, dude, fucking, I fucked that shit so hard." Like they're writing this on their fucking Facebook. It's fucking creepy. If you're not 30, you're very close to it. You shouldn't be. I don't know. She's 20 years old. Okay, sure. She's legal, and I guess that's a big thing for people. But you look at her fucking face. Steve, have you ever seen Selena Gomez's fucking face?
Yeah, she's got a baby face look.
She's probably had that fucking face since she was 6. It's the same face. I don't give a shit how much she's matured or whatever.
"Oh, but did you see the one with the bikini and her fucking camel toe?"
I don't know. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm fucking old. I don't know.
Dude, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are 26 years old.
Yeah, they're also fucking... They smell like fucking box of granola.
But they're 6 years older than her.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you have to think about it. Like,
shit.
Like, I knew people that thought, "Oh, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they're so hot now." I'm like, dude, I remember when they were babies. Like.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're repulsive. Have you taken a look at their face recently? And by the way, the thing you have to do is type their name and put the current year into Google. You have to put Mary Kate 2012. I mean, I guess it's shocking to be like the guy that says, oh, yeah, like Dakota Fanning. She's like fucking 28 now, right? Like, who is the young girl now that is the creepy guys go to when they want to be like, oh, you know, I'd fuck.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson's like 42. Isn't she? How old is she? I don't know. All I know is I look at him and I'm like, that fucking... I don't know. I don't know. I'm getting old. That's what it is.
1990. So she's
just there's a line 82. Now, and they're 82. Just on the other side of that fucking line. Like, there's two things you'll think about. Like when you're looking at a picture, a guy will think, would I fuck this? Would I? And could I see myself in a relationship with this? Those two things happen definitely in that order and definitely not the same fucking precedence. The same amount of energy is not spent on both of those questions. And I think a lot of people get caught up in the dude, fuck anything. Fucking gay. If you don't fuck, you're fucking gay if you don't want to fuck everything. But it's just creepy. I don't know. To me, it looks like a fucking child. And I just don't have that vibe. I don't have that fucking, that creep factor of wanting to look at fucking, just these fucking children posting their own fucking pictures, their fucking sex tapes and shit. It's awful. They're like, they're fucking sexting. Dude! Topanga. Topanga is a mother of six, has a grandbaby on the fucking way. Topanga. Jesus Christ. Topanga was the one in, like, 1994. I'm going to search Topanga right now.
Dude, Kelly Kapowski.
No, see, I'm seeing too many pictures. I have to filter it down by year. Topanga 2012, not good. It's not good. Jesus Christ.
You know who is good?
What's that?
Anna Klumsky.
Who's Anna Klumsky?
The girl that was in Veep recently. And she was in the Macaulay Culkin movie where he dies. He dies.
Oh shit! The one where he can't see without his glasses.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was in Veep.
Oh really?
She's good. She's fucking hilarious.
Beta Sultanfuss
from That's fucking it, Beta Sultanfuss.
From fucking My Girl.
Yeah, she's hot now. Hot as anything.
Hot as anything. How old is she? She's a good looking.
She's around our age. She's like what, 32, maybe 31, 30.
Yeah, she'll forever be a child to me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. No, I remember. I think it was Jimmy Spickle posted a picture of fucking Selena Gomez, and I'm like, and he's like, "You're so hot." Period. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's like it's. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're going for with it. I just don't fucking get it. That is a child with budding tits and in a fucking bikini. Yeah, I guess maybe if I were around her age, I don't know, maybe if I were 23.
Oh, dude, she's fucking. And you know what the best part is? She looks 16.
Fucking, you sounded like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger.
Just hideous. I don't get it.
These are my Giants pants.
But there's always been that girl, though. The celebrity girl that's the jailbait category.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Is jailbait even a thing? People like,
dude, no. Fucking jailbait, bro. Watch out.
I think that term has gone to the wayside.
Yeah, because people don't give a shit. Apparently, fucking the Batman Predator guy, these people have no fucking fear. Like, how old are you? 15? Okay, see you at the Olive Garden. See outside. Do you like breadsticks? We could go to Chipotle.
Meet you in the parking lot. Just get in my car.
Do they have Chipotle at your fucking school? What's your favorite school lunch? These are people that have never matured beyond that fucking age.
Yeah.
They feel most comfortable when they were like 14, and now that's all they can fuck in their mind, I guess. I don't know.
God.
Fucking a real broad
All I know is if that was my mentality as a person, I would have been in jail like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, 20 years ago? How old were you, Steve?
13.
13. You wouldn't have been in jail. Maybe juvie. And also, how young would the chick have to have been? Where were you, hopping in a fucking bassinet? Just fucking railing a baby? Like, you're 13, Steve.
No, I always hooked up with older chicks. So she would be, you know, as equally as illegal as me.
You were one of those guys, like, oh, my first time, was 40, she was 42.
My first time, same age.
Okay. So. Well, have you ever encountered those people that are like, oh, you know, my first time, I was 12, and she was 42. And they're telling you this, like you're supposed to be impressed. Somebody I know, I'm not gonna even...
Like, dude, thankfully you haven't committed suicide.
I'm not going to hint at who this person is, but someone was very proud to tell me that at 12, they were fucking a 42-year-old neighbor in, like, the apartment above. And I'm like...
Wow.
That nothing about that seems good. I mean, maybe the fact that at 12, yeah, you probably wanted to have sex. But a 42-year-old bitch, she knows what the fuck she's doing. She's fucking you up.
Yeah.
42-year-old bitch. This is a 42-year-old woman who could not fuck anything else but a 12-year-old. I get, you know, there's that also that idea of, you know, The older woman fucking the young guy, no one gives a shit. Well, you know what? It's still gross. And the reason why it's gross, I mean, it's awesome for the kid because he's been wanting to have sex for a year and he's been borderline fucking the furniture, if not fucking the furniture. But this is a woman that would not fuck anything else. Nobody else would fuck this woman. So he's getting a fucking a beanbag of a bitch wearing a fucking a windbreaker with matching swishy pants and a fucking headband. I don't know. And stirrup pants. It was awful fucking just awful. I mean, on paper, it sounds all right. Yeah, 12 years old.
On paper, it sounds all right.
On paper, 12 years old, I was dying to fuck anything. You know, But you did it. Hey, congratulate. Yeah, but what did you do it with? Oh, she was 42. She drank beer out of a carton. And we did it for years. Her husband never knew. I was 12 years old. Awful. Hideous.
And this is someone you know.
Yeah, someone I know. Someone I know. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Vile. Absolutely vile.
Like, I've honestly, I don't give a shit if anybody knows my history, but like, I've gone like 5-6 years, like multiple times, like 3 times, where I just didn't have the urge to just go out and have sex. Like, I think, I don't know. Maybe it's
you didn't have the urge. What do you mean you didn't have the urge?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
That means you had a 6-year period 3 times where you never jerked off.
No. That's not having the urge. I'm saying having the urge to have a girlfriend and, you know, do all the stuff associated with that, you know?
I don't think I have the urge now to do the stuff associated with it. It's fucking fall. You realize that? You know how many pumpkin festivals I'm ducking? I just heard today.
What about apples?
PetSmart's having their Halloween costume for dog fucking thing, whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's Puptoberfest on Saturday. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to Puptoberfest. Oh, great. Yeah. But no, what you said was that you did not have the urge to have sex. It's not that you didn't have the urge to go antiquing by the fucking Delaware River.
To go out and... You know, actively be like, all right, I'm going to be dating, I'm gonna be finding some girl to go out on dates with, and then, you know, everything that encompasses that. Yeah, I took fucking breaks from that. At least 3 5-plus-year breaks. 5 to 7 each one.
Very proud of you.
I'm not.
Yeah, me neither, Steve. Me neither. Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, what else could you do, Steve? Could you do something amazing, like, jump from fucking space like Felix Baumgartner. Did you watch any of that?
I missed the whole thing because it was on at 9 a.m. and I never wake up that early. So,
when do you wake up on average? I'm curious.
11.
11? When do you go to sleep?
Like 3 or 4 a.m.
Steve, I go to bed 3 a.m., wake up at 7.
Dude, that's so bad.
Yeah, I'm mostly angry because I'm jealous. I wish I could go to sleep fucking
like, do you understand
3 and wake
that,
up at 11.
Like, you can't fix that in a day. Like, if you don't get, like, I'd say 8 would be the mean. Like, if you don't get 8 hours every day, like, every day you're under that, you have to sleep more the next day.
That's bullshit. You can't recover the sleep you lost. You can't.
Yes, you can by sleeping as much.
So I have to sleep 6 years straight to cover my debt. Is that right?
You do, or it leads to fucking mental instability.
Hmm. By the way, our buddy Clayton from Texas in the chat room, listening live on Tuesday nights, as we tend to have him do, him and Goatweed and the like. They go to heroestalk.com/live and hear the show as it happens. He's saying, geez, the Yankees couldn't hit wind.
No.
What's going on with your Yankees, Steve?
Well, they lost Derek Jeter, which doesn't mean shit because I don't like him anyway. But, yeah, they can't hit. They can pitch.
Wait, they traded Curtis Granderson? I didn't know that.
No, they didn't trade Curtis Granderson.
They didn't trade him?
What? What are you talking about? Granderson's on the Yankees. He has been for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't know. I saw an article that said how Granderson trade has cost the Yankees. But they're talking about the trade from 3 years ago that they the acquisition. See, this is how I read the news. I read the headlines.
you gotta.
And then I talk at length. I'm like, hey, you know, if they didn't trade Granderson, maybe they would have won. And then I always sound like an asshole. I just looked at the score, Steve. 2-0.
Yep, 2-0. Top of the ninth. And
what's wrong with Jeter?
Jeter got his shit broken. He broke his ankle.
I know, Steve. You know how I know? Okay, there was this thing here, okay, on Facebook. Raul. Everybody's posting Raul. Oh, he fucking did it. How could it be so clutch? Raul. Apparently, he had a home run that tied in the bottom of the ninth, tied the game. And they're going to extra innings at this point. And I'm like, you know what? I want to watch some baseball. Let me go check it out. So I go over to my TV. Get my remote. I'm like, let me go watch the Yankees. The fucking Yankees. Duh! I get the remote. Like, well, what channel? They have their own station, right? The Yes Network. I look for it. Can't find it.
Search, I wish it was on the fucking Yes
Network. I search for Yankees. Nothing. Nothing comes up. Oh, Yankees History Volume 6 comes up in the results. I'm like, okay, don't want that. I want the ALCS. So I search ALCS, and I have fucking Fios. ALCS comes up, but I click on it, and it's ALCS 1991. And whenever you click on something on Fios, it has like a list of actors, even if it's a fucking sports broadcast. So I clicked on it, and it said ALCS 1991, starring Kirby Puckett. His only starring role, Kirby Puckett. With his Kirby's one fucking eye.
Fucking love Kirby.
Loved. He's dead. Respect.
R.A.P.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Didn't he beat the shit out of his wife? Wasn't he actually like a piece of shit? Like, he was so beloved because he seemed so jovial and he had a .318 lifetime average. But didn't he? I'm wondering if he actually beat the shit out of his wife.
I think
Kirby
he did.
Puckett, wife. Beater. That's all you gotta know. I don't even have to fucking hit enter on Google. I just type Kirby Puckett wife, and the next thing comes up is beater. So let's go. Kirby Puckett, while a terrific baseball player, was a wife beater. He was loathsome. He was a loathsome individual off the field and abused his wife and children.
Wow.
Man, only died at 42. A professional athlete died at 42. Wonder if they put some fucking ricin in his fucking food. Ricin, or lily of the fucking valley. Put some poison in his fucking food and killed that motherfucker. That's what they did. I've been watching Breaking Bad. Sorry. Yeah, so I'm looking at it. I search ALCS, the fucking 1991 ALCS comes. I'm like, oh, I would watch that, but I really want to see the fucking the playoffs. Okay, I'll type MLB playoffs. Nothing. I'll type playoffs. World Series 2007 comes up. So I take to Facebook. I go to the first person I see writing anything about the Yankees. I say, how are you watching this game?
That was me, right?
Yeah. Where are you watching this? And you wrote, at home.
Well, okay. Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck it. You know where that is. I'm like, fuck it. This is the internet age. I'll search. I'll find the fucking channel. I write Fios. I search for the fucking TV listings. I do the same exact fucking search like an asshole.
Just ask me.
Like, it's not going to be powered by the fucking same search engine. I type ALCS. I get the fucking Kirby Puckett shit again. I go to MLB.com. I see a little thing in the corner that says, watch on TBS. Thank you. At this point, before I saw that, Steve, I went up and down the channel list twice, and I didn't see it. I go to TBS channel. The fucking information for what's on now doesn't even mention baseball. Doesn't even mention baseball because it's in extra innings. The scheduling is all fucked up, so I couldn't find it. I finally get it. I hit okay. Yankee fucking game is right there in glorious HD, and right as I fucking hit it, crack. Hit to right field, gets by Swisher. The fucking Tigers are up by a run. I'm like, oh shit. This is not good. Next play, Derek Jeter breaks his fucking ankle.
Yep.
This was a game where the momentum had clearly shifted towards the Yankees' favor. I turn the game on. The captain, as this guy at work says. Anytime you say God. Jeter to him, he goes, you mean the captain?
Oh, that's terrible.
And I laugh every time because I'm like
I'm
praying.
Man.
I'm praying the man is being silly. I'm praying he's being silly.
No. Yankee fans are nuts.
Jeter's getting a little old. Who you mean, the captain? Oh, Christ. I fucking laugh and I hope he thinks it's a funny thing to say and not just the thing you should say. Like, out of respect. Hey, you know, the captain is up. Watch out. The captain. Oh, Christ. God, is that awful. Busts his fucking ankle. And they lose the game.
Yep.
And I think it's because, Steve, I'm a lifelong Mets fan. Actually, from the time I was 6, I was a Mets fan. What happened when I was 6, Steve?
They won the World Series?
Yes. When it was time for me to choose a baseball team, I wanted to become a fan of baseball. My family were steering me towards the Yankees. I didn't want
that. Oh, you come from a Yankee fan family,
I'm a Yankee fan family, but it's 1986. The best team is the Mets. I'm like, I'm going with the Mets. I like Mets.
So you've been a fucking bandwagon favorite since 1986.
No, in 1986, I was a bandwagon favorite. And since then, I've been a fucking broken-hearted supporter of a loser and a sports jinx and a sports fucking pox. I am pox on any team that I root for. I worry for any team that I have a shirt of, because anytime I wear it, pretty much they lose.
You don't have a Yankee shirt, do you?
I don't.
Good.
But I watched them and I wanted them to win, and the captain snaps his ankle. The fucking captain. The Cardinals, I have a Cardinals shirt, but they seem to be doing okay, actually. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, they weren't doing okay. They were,
what just happened?
About to lose.
What just happened, Steve? Oh, game two. Cardinals 1, Giants 7. Thank you. Thank you. I posted a picture of myself wearing my fucking Cardinals shirt and said my condolences to the fans of St. Louis. Awful. What happened? Oh, the Orioles? When they were still in it? I wore the Orioles shirt. Fucking Raul Ibanez hits a home run, beats him.
Twice.
I wore my Nationals.
No, four times.
I wore my Nationals shirt. They fucking were eliminated that day.
They blew a six-point lead that day.
The only time, I think, that I haven't had this curse related to the team I'm wearing on my shirt is this weekend with the Denver Broncos. I think they won. Are you aware of did they win or lose?
They won.
There you go.
They came back after the second half.
There you go. So I don't really know quite what to say, Steve. Do you want me to experiment and get some Tigers apparel? See if I can turn it around for the Yankees, start rooting for them, speaking good words about Cecil Fielder and Harmon Killebrew.
Wild. You can talk good about both, especially Cecil.
His son's a disgrace, by the way.
No way!
Prince is a fucking disgrace.
Disgrace? He won the fucking last home run derby.
I don't give a shit. He's a fucking disgrace. Look at him.
He's a sloppy-ass American League first baseman. What do you want from him?
Sloppiest. And by the way, nothing more heartbreaking to me than listening to Bug Zapper Radio while I was working from home and just sweating and hating it. I was listening to Bug Zapper Radio, and the pain that I felt coming from Clayton when he had to come to terms with the fact that his team that he's been a fan of, the Houston Astros, moving to the American pussy American League.
Yeah, but there's a good reason for that.
Why?
There was five teams in every league, and there was 6-4 in one, and then 6-4 in another. Yeah, now it's five. I know Walter's disagreeing. Clayton's disagreeing with me in the chat room.
Well, who's going to be your DH now? You going to get some fucking...
you rearrange your team.
Yeah.
No, you bring someone up.
It's bullshit that the pitchers don't hit. It's fucking bullshit, Steve.
Bullshit. So is that your big beef with the American League?
Yes! It's the only DH? Beef there is. Fucking DH. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
You know what? Me personally, I don't like the DH idea. I don't. I think if you want to carry someone who hits hard, then they have to play a position at least to some measurable, acceptable level.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can't just... Like fucking,
you can't just do hammer curls and fucking deadlifts, you know, 6 hours a fucking day, and then just get up and fucking look like a monster with a bat, and not have a goddamn a blade of grass on your uniform ever.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
They have the cleanest uniforms known to man.
I kind of like that idea, because then you get like a specialized player, for
a
that.
Trained killer,
yeah,
that knows nothing but hitting. All he does is hit. His fucking elbow ends up fraying. No. Awful.
Like you have the whole National League for pitchers who want to hit.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Clayton doesn't have that now. His fucking team has to have that pussy DH shit. He has to be a supporter of it, because that's his team.
No, he doesn't have to support it, because I don't support it, and I'm an American League fan.
So what if the Yankees went to the National League? That's a question he posed on his podcast.
Went to the National League?
Would you be up in arms?
No.
You wouldn't care?
Not right now. Kuroda can hit. CeCe can fucking... He's a power hitter.
CeCe Sabathia...
is a power hitter.
Looks like the sloppiest of people.
Yeah, so did Babe Ruth.
Yeah. But at least Babe Ruth had the fucking socks, okay? He wasn't wearing fucking the warm-up NBA warm-up pants.
No.
When he was taking the field.
CeCe would average 3 to 5 home runs a year as a pitcher.
I disagree. I fucking disagree.
No way.
3 to 5 home runs a year.
Yeah. If you
average. You said average.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
3 a year for CeCe? Absolutely.
Not a chance.
Because they wouldn't have him bunt. He would be swinging constantly.
I think that's ridiculous. And I disagree, and I think you're wrong.
No way.
Steven, you are wrong. Do you understand that?
You know what? I'm going to see how many homers CeCe has. I bet she has homers only being American League pitcher, too.
Let's see. CeCe Sabathia home run. Okay. Home run. He is also the first he hit his, at a batter blah, 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 interleague play. In 2006, he hit his first career home run. Has this guy ever not looked like a tub of shit?
No, he's always been a tub of shit. It doesn't matter.
Our buddy Clayton. Fuck it. I can't. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Why don't we wrap this shit up, Steven?
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, tuning in, and invite you to listen to a live program tomorrow night on Heroes Talk. And every Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, on HeroesTalk.com. That's Bug Zapper Radio. Our friend Clayton from Texas puts on a goddamn show that I fucking love. It is an incredible podcast, basically detailing the problems of the world, the problems that he sees in you, himself, and the things around him.
In a big circular loop.
And you know what?
Free.
Not only does he complain about the problems, he offers a solution. A final solution, if you will. No. That's 10:30 p.m. Words. Wednesday nights on Heroes Talk, Bug Zapper Radio. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Download everything we've ever done. And if you'd like to give us some support, show us a little love, go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Take your money. Go to Amazon and spend it on yourself. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click our link and buy something and enjoy it. Thank you very much. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you.